So on yesterday's show, we played some clips of our congressman. Most of you listening to this out there, your congressman as well, Don Manzullo of the Illinois 16th Congressional District, giving the third degree to Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. Here's a little clip of that.
I'm asking the questions. Did the people who took out insurance with AIG to insure their retirement plans get reimbursed 100% so they suffered very little loss? Yes or no?
It depends on the nature of those specific contracts. It depends on the nature of those contracts. But what the critical thing is, the damage to the average American
pension fund. No, you did not answer the question. The average American person has already lost 40 to 50% of their insurance plan. Can you give me a yes or no? Anybody there, please.
It was the purpose. That was
I've got 14% unemployment back home. We could lose lots of factories. People are desperate. Half the people have lost half their retirement, or most have lost half their retirement, and not one of you three can give me a yes on that answer, no.
And he also, the day after that, asked him a similar question and still didn't get some straight answers.
You realize how radical your proposal is.
It's not a radical proposal.
Oh, it's absolutely. You're talking about seizing private businesses, and you don't consider it radical?
No, this is a prudent, carefully designed proposal to protect our financial system from the
Congress. If it's prudent and carefully designed, Mr. Secretary, then you would have the answers to some of my questions, such as what size business would be subject to this.
And joining us on the phone right now to explain a little bit about this whole brouhaha from last week, Congressman Don Manzullo, welcome back on to the Michael Cooley Show.
How are you, Michael?
Very good, very good. You're down in Washington, D.C., correct?
We are in Washington, D.C., that's correct.
Yes. All right, so you're all over the TV the last couple of days. I'm kind of proud of that. You know, there's 435 congressmen. When I see your face on Glenn Beck, and I heard you on NPR, and, you know, I always like seeing the man who represents me and 700 and some odd other thousand people, you know, getting some airtime on TV. So, well, first of all, explain to our listeners what that question was the other day, where you were trying to get Ben Bernanke and Treasurer Geithner to admit that this AIG thing. What were you trying to?
Well,
was the point you were trying to make?
Okay, AIG is in five pieces. There are five divisions. For our insurance, in fact, my wife and I have our insurance with AIG, life insurance. And that insurance is fine because it's walled off from the financial products division. And because of very stringent state laws on life insurance reserves, anybody that has a life insurance policy with AIG shouldn't have a problem. But one of the products that they sold in the financial products division, from what we could gather, because no one gives us any straight answers, is a insurance policy that insures pensions from losing a lot of money in the event that there's a big loss in the market. And what I was trying to get out of the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who in my opinion, he's a pretty decent guy. He's a nice guy in a very difficult position.
Appointed by President Bush.
Appointed by President Bush, and I don't know if you saw him on 60 Minutes talk about his life. He's a decent person. Not saying that Geithner is indecent, just that Geithner is so young and inexperienced. But what I was trying to find out is this. I just need a yes or no answer as to whether or not the bailout money that went to AIG, $40 billion of which was aimed at shoring up pension plans, was used to honor insurance plans, so pension plans wouldn't lose a lot of money. At the same time, that the taxpayers were writing the check for $160 billion. And their pension plans were being devastated 40, 50, and 60%. I thought that was a pretty simple question. And neither one would say yes or no.
Now, why do you think that was? Why wouldn't they answer yes or no? Because they were afraid that they didn't know what they were talking about, or they didn't want to admit that money, that people weren't insured, really? Like what were they trying to hide there?
I don't think they were trying to hide anything. Either they didn't know, and I would take, you know, if someone said, I don't care if it's the Secretary of the Treasury or the Fed chairman of the Fed. If anyone would said congressman, I don't know. It's a very relevant question. Give me, as soon as I leave here, let me go back to the office, let me work on it, and I'll call you tomorrow and tell you what I found. I would have accepted that, because not everybody can know everything. I mean, it's just, you know, it's physically impossible. Well, they could have said, your answer, the answer we can give is yes, as to some policies, no, as to other policies, and here's how that works. But no one seemed willing to admit. Closest Geithner got was, well, it depends upon the contract. And then he went into this lecture
right
on why it was important to bail out AIG in the first place. And you could tell during the course of the tape, I got frustrated, and I did become more imprecise in my questions. And that's when Chairman Bernanke said, your question is imprecise. And then I had to come back and say, well, then the statement that each of you, the words that each of you put in your written statement said that it was important to bail out AIG because AIG wrote insurance policies that shored up certain pension plans. And I said, you know, I said, therefore, it's a fact, is it not, that the American taxpayer who lost 50 or 60% of his pension plan then has to write the check through the deficit to bail out AIG, ended up bailing out somebody else's pension plan. And maybe they didn't want to answer the question. I don't know, but I just thought Americans are just, you know, madder than heck over the bailout in the first place. Then they come to find out that not only are we going to be taxed for that bailout money, at the same time that we lost our own pension plans, that we bailed out somebody else's pension plan. It's just not right.
Yeah, and that's what the thing that I think a lot of people don't have their heads wrapped around completely. This idea, you know, what was the AIG bailout for? We were told, you know, what was it, back in the fall, that AIG was being bailed out because it was too big to fail. They
right.
had their insurance in, what is it, something like 80% of banks or something. They had they insured way too many things.
Well, they insured these default credit swaps.
Right.
And these are the things that were used essentially to insure derivatives. It was gambling.
Right. Well,
they
that's
were insuring
the bad
gambling
part of
debts.
That was the bad part of AIG. There's also a lot of things that AIG did, which is why I assume we, you know, because a lot of people hear that and they say, well, then fine, let the credit swap people, you know, let those chickens come home to roost and let them fail and let them go bankrupt. But we were told by both the, you know, people on the right and the left, no, AIG has its hands on a lot of very good insurance policies and they insure a lot of very good things that we can't just let that, you know, go poof up in smoke like we can other like we could other companies, because it's got its hand in too many things. So the point that you were trying to press them about, Geithner and Bernanke, was that what exactly? That the pension plans that people had, like you said, you yourself have life insurance through AIG. You want to make sure that that's solvent?
Yeah, life insurance is fine because it's walled off. They're separate, dedicated reserves that are monitored continuously by the state of Illinois, so that the insurance money is there in the event that there's loss. And, you know, it's all done according to a very sophisticated system of the life expectancies. And insurance companies have been around for a long enough time, so that it's not hard to determine, based upon their book of account, how much cash and reserves that they need in order to bring requirements. But what was at stake here is people that had pension plans through their employer, for example. Those pension plans were insured by AIG through a separate pension plan insurance policy.
Right.
Are you with me, Michael?
Yes.
And the American taxpayer has lost 50 to 60% of our pension plans, plus we have to be responsible for paying $160 billion to AIG just to bail out somebody else's pension plan.
Right.
And that seemed grossly unfair. Maybe that's the first time that they thought about how unfair it was, coming up in a question of congressional hearing.
Yeah. We're speaking with Congressman Don Manzullo from the 16th Congressional District in Illinois. Maybe you're listening to this right now. We're represented by Congressman Manzullo, as am I, and my beautiful wife, Joan. And this second thing, the second clip, somewhat of a different issue, but something that I know hits close to home for a lot of people listening to this, particularly small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
This whole idea of the Timothy Geithner saying that we can't take little adjustments to our financial system. We have to make huge, gigantic ones. And you pressed him on this.
You realize how radical your proposal is.
It's not a radical proposal.
Oh, it's just absolutely. You're talking about seizing private businesses, and you don't consider that to be radical?
No, this is a prudent, carefully designed proposal to protect our financial system from the
If it's prudent and carefully designed, Mr. Secretary, then you would have the answers to some of my questions, such as what size business would be subject to this. The financial market is governed by a myriad of regulators. The SEC governs the registration, sale of securities, including fraud and prospectus language and things of that nature. And then there are regulatory agencies for banks. And then there's the Federal Reserve that, you know, has two roles. One is to press full employment as much as possible, and the second is to keep inflation under control. But part of the job of the Federal Reserve is an inherent ability to govern instruments used in mortgages, you know, in other words, the mortgage documents themselves, and also underwriting requirements for anybody who sells or issues a mortgage. So now you have the Federal Reserve with these powers, the SEC with these powers, and along comes the Secretary of Treasury, who says, "Look, we need a gigantic federal organization that will oversee all existing regulators, etc., and give me the power as the Secretary of Treasury to fix the compensation of the people working in the larger financial institutions. If in my opinion, the failure of one of these financial institutions could have an impact on the market as a whole." So I said, I asked the question, I said, "Well, what does that mean? How big do you have
big?
To be to be micromanaged by you?"
Right.
This is the guy that didn't pay his taxes.
Right, one guy, who,
one
by
guy.
The way, still doesn't have
and,
a gigantic staff.
And besides, you know, it smacks a little of unfree enterprise. Now, he's not talking about companies like AIG that are owned 80% by the U.S. taxpayers. He's talking about companies like State Farm, like Allstate, all the major banks. And what he's saying is that he wants to control the compensation package. But it's more than that. He wants to have, based upon the information that was passed out at the hearing this past week by Chairman Frank, they're looking for an international regulator of all companies in the world that are involved in financials. That's shocking.
That just scares the heck out of people.
It is scary. You got some guy in Germany saying, "I'm sorry, but you make too much." In fact, Chairman Frank of the Banking Committee, the Financial Services Committee here in the House, had a memo that he gave to all the members on the committee, and I serve on that committee, talking about the fact that European financial managers, financial CEOs, get paid a lot less than Americans. Well, you know what? I'd rather have the prosper in America than over the Europeans.
Right.
And unless a company is in trouble, what the CEO makes is his own business, and normally, I'm not talking about AIG, but normally, you know, when the tide rises, all the ships get caught up in that.
Well, I just don't know where anyone in the electorate said that we just want to completely change systems here. Nobody voted for that.
We've not voted to put somebody who does not believe in American principles of free enterprise into office. Or have we? That's what people are asking now.
Right.
And but it's shocking that the Secretary of Treasury would say, I've got a plan, it's prudent, it's well thought out, however, have no details, that if your company is involved in the financial markets in any way, that if I, in my opinion, decide that the fate of that company could have an impact on the market, I will, even if the company is doing fine, I will determine what the compensation of the CEOs will be and also other employees besides the CEO.
You know what that is, Congressman?
Well, I call it what
that's,
you want.
That's radical.
It's more than radical. Radical is
that's
a conservative
exactly
term
what you
for that.
It. Yeah.
And the fact that the Secretary of Treasury did not consider it radical shows how out of touch he is.
And we, unfortunately, are going to have to say goodbye to Congressman Don Manzullo there.